looking group here this morning. So glad that you're here today. I see some new faces. I just want to say that we're glad that you're with us this morning. Our prayer is that that the Lord be glorified this morning, that His words would be spoken, and that that those words would fall upon receptive ears today. Going to have a lot of sharing this morning, just in regard to the trips to Uganda and to Alaska and what the Lord did there. And so, I think if I'm not mistaken, how many people are we speaking? Like 7 or 8? So we should get around here out of here by 2 o'clock or something like that. And so, hope you ate. Hope you brought a bag of lunch. If you didn't, well, sorry. Just not to tell you, but no, I'm excited to hear just about what the Lord did. It's going to be, and also we have some different things over here. I found out what some of their applications were this morning, but Glenn will share about more of that in a little bit. Good stuff. Want you to stand as we begin today. I want to start with this morning with 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. We're going to be reading out of a couple of passages from 1 John this morning in worship. It says this right here in the New Living Translation, verse 1. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. Tell you what, for me, that is such an encouraging thought to think. And the great thing is that it's more than a thought. It's reality for those of us who belong to Christ Jesus. For one day we will see Him for who He really is, and that we will be like Him when Christ appears. Today, as we sing in worship, and as we sing together, as we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, as Glenn has been sharing just about the love of God and the love of Christ, who He is, and how the love of God changes us. It changes our intentions. It changes our whole mindset on life. So let's celebrate and dwell upon the love of God this morning. I want to go to Him in prayer as we begin. Jesus, thank You for who You are today. Thank You for the love that You have lavished upon us. Lord, today we celebrate that love, God. Lord, thank You, Lord, that You are calling us and You are giving us a deeper understanding of what Your love is, God. Lord, thank You that Your Spirit lives within us, Lord. It gives us understanding, Lord, that You speak to us by Your Spirit. Lord, in our gathering today, with what we say and what we sing, Lord, be lifted up, God. Lord, challenge us today in our thinking. Challenge us today, Lord, in our actions and what we're doing or not doing, God. Lord, but most importantly, Lord, we want to abide in Your love today, to abide in Your love. Lord, thank You for Your words being spoken today. We celebrate You. We sing to You. We love You, Lord. It's in Your name we pray. Amen. Let's start that off again. All right. Got off on the wrong beat. 1, 2. This morning, Lord, great is Your love. in Titus this. It says that we wait for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. For his return, let's sing this.
For his returning, we watch and we pray.
We will sing that.
We will be ready the dawn of the day. And we'll join in singing with all of the redeemed. For Satan is vanquished and she does defeat. Oh, come let us sing a song.
Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. Is this a reality in our lives today? Do we know and rely upon the love that God has for us? Is it how we live our lives every day? Do we live lives of dependence, not upon our own goodness, but upon the love of God, upon the grace of God and what he has done for us? And in the process is that being shown forth to our brothers, both our Christian brothers and sisters, but also to a lost and dying world? Is love being shown forth? Is it being understood and relied upon? Lord, thank you that you are love for us today. Lord, that Lord, today we choose to love you in reply, in return, God. Lord, for what you've already done for us. Lord, thank you for showing us what love is in its purest form, in its only form. Lord, thank you that we cannot love apart from you, God. This is how we know what love is. This is how we know. This is how we know what love is. Just one look at your cross. This is where we see. This is where we see how love works. For you surrendered your all. This is how we know. Where we choose to love you in return. For your soul of the world, that you gave your only son. Love amazing, so divine. We will love you in return. For this life that you give, for this death that you have died. Love amazing, so divine. We will love you in reply.
We love you, for we have King Jesus. Walk could I say?
surrender.
And I'll surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Say that again. I surrender.
Jesus, take our lives, our thoughts, our intentions, God. Lord, take our ambition. Lord, our relationships. Lord, take our weakness. Lord, thank you that you've already taken our weakness and put it upon yourself. Lord, you are our strength. Lord, when we have none, Lord, you are a joy in the midst of sorrow, God. Lord, you are a peace in the midst of busyness. Lord, we rely and trust in your love today. Thank you for the priceless gift that we've been given. Lord, makes us want to every day when we get up, Lord, to say, Lord, this day is yours. My life, my body, everything that I am is yours today. Show me what to do today. As I get up tomorrow, Lord, what do I do that day? Lord, lead us in your ways. Lord, thank you for being faithful to do so. We offer our lives up to you, Lord. In your precious name, we sing and worship and adore you and love you. Amen.